Jonathan West is with us for the book review. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morena Catherine. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Marilyn Waring, The Political Years by Marilyn Waring, published by Bridget Williams Books, $40 it is. A well-traversed part of New Zealand's political history, Marilyn Waring is. She's many more things besides in her career consequently or subsequently. But what did we learn that we didn't know about her time as an MP? And some of the her role in some of the most epic moments in our political history.
Well, as a somewhat younger person, Catherine, I didn't know a lot that's in this book. Much of which, as you say, other people did know about her. I will say it's an extraordinarily contained piece of work. It really pitches you into her selection for the National Party candidacy in the Raglan, then later Waipa electorate. It closes as she leaves on a matter of high principle in 1984. It contains just those 9 years. I think the things that I took away as being the most pertinent learnings are that she was extraordinarily herself throughout her political career. She explains very early on why she, as a very young feminist, found herself standing for National, not anyone else. And she explains that her first reason was that, it's best put in her own words, actually, and I'll read a quick paragraph. This is how the book opens. In 1974, it was my habit to go to the library at Victoria University of Wellington, in New Zealand's capital, to read each morning's newspaper. On 9 July, the Dominion front page covered Labour Prime Minister Norman Kirk's reaction to opposition National Party MP Venn Young's plan to bring to Parliament a private member's bill to decriminalise homosexuality. Kirk said he would not vote for any legislation that treated homosexuality as, quote, normal behaviour. I got up from that table, walked downtown to the Wellington headquarters of the New Zealand National Party, and paid to join the Young Nationals. And so she sets forth. And she herself very strategically gets herself into the mix as she then was had a part-time position in the opposition research unit in New Zealand's parliament, working for the Nats on housing, fishing and women. But she says to them, do you know, you have one chance to get a woman into your caucus, and that is the in Raglan, and puts herself up. And the grandees of the party seized on that, knowing that they had a problem without any woman. And, of course, the beautiful front cover of this book captures this wonderfully with a photo of the National Party caucus as it was elected in 1975. All male, other than Marilyn, very white, very middle-aged to older, and a wonderful piece of design, actually, with a thin red line coming down from Marilyn and dividing the title, Marilyn Waring, The Political Years. So I think you learn a lot just from that opening paragraph. She's very principled. Her writing is beautifully precise. It's full of data. This book is absolutely full of information. You get a very richly textured insight into what was going on right across her political life. You learn a lot about the electorate in which she represented it. Some of the things I came away most impressed by her was her commitment to that constituency. She explains that one of the reasons, other reasons, she would not, could not stand for Labour was that Labour required voting with the party on all issues. And she crosses the floor an enormous number of times to vote for the interests of her constituents as she sees them. And she's extremely well informed about the views of her constituents. She almost, at certain times you get the sense that she's representing them one-on-one. She feels an extraordinary amount of correspondence. She busies herself travelling to and fro across her constituency. She just comes across as extraordinarily hard-working, clever, principled and determined.
How did you read of the denouement, as, or the denouement, crossing the floor, and the flimsy majority was the pretext for the snap election that I think history has fairly well established intoxicated Prime Minister announced? How does that most climactic part of the political story get told in the book?
Well, I think what she's at pains to point out is that she'd considered her options extremely carefully. she found herself, she'd found 9 years an impossible position. She felt that she could not do nothing. There was a bill before the House that would effectively make New Zealand nuclear free. The National Party, this was introduced by Preble in Labour, the National Party was determined that it be voted down. She did not want to find herself in a position where Muldoon could make her an election issue. So she, her move was extremely calculated. She provoked him into calling the snap election, thinking this would give her a clean and principled exit and it would ruin him.
As a whole read, you've talked, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of detail in there. There's also these very, inevitably very dramatic moments, and she gives quite personal insight into how she felt and dealt with them. As a rounded read, for someone who wasn't perhaps following it in the day-to-day news at the time, could you tell me how you found this?
I think it's a brilliant book. She really does say that she's going to take you with her on, you know, riding on her shoulder. And that's how you feel. It's day by day an account of how she coped with this extraordinary environment that she found herself in. And I feel like you will learn an inordinate amount, not only about her, but about the world that she found herself coping with and the toll that it took upon her.
Thank you. Jonathan West has reviewed Marilyn Waring, The Political Years by Marilyn Waring, Bridget Williams Books, the publishers, $40 the price.